Welcome everyone to another episode of our One Health Research podcast. My name is Leah and it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Veronika Hahn today. Veronika is a microbiologist at the Institute for Plasma Science and Technology, the INP, which is also one of our partner institutes within the project One Health Research in Greifswald. Hi Veronika, and thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Leah.
All right, so first, maybe you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, about your career path, and how you ended up at the INP eventually.
Yeah, I studied microbiology in Greifswald and worked a couple of years at the university in research and teaching. And then I became the opportunity to work for the INP. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, and what are you doing exactly at the INP right now? What is your position and the work that you do?
Yeah, I'm head of the microbiological labs, and we characterize the plasma sources regarding the inactivation of microorganisms and also viruses. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have fully equipped laboratories, so with benches, sterilizers, incubators, and so on for aseptical work and also for the incubation of the microorganisms and viruses. And we have also different devices for the characterization of the plasma treated liquids, so for example, ion chromatography or HPLC.
And how big is your team? How many people are you?
Yeah, in the microbiology, we have different departments who work in these labs. So we are approximately 10 to 15 persons.
And what are you working on right now? Like, what is the current project in your research group?
Yeah, we work on different topics. We have different projects in research and also with industrial partners. At the moment, we have projects for the decontamination of liquids, for example, wastewater or aquacultural water, to develop the plasma sources to increase their efficacy for the inactivation of microorganisms and also viruses.
And within all of these projects, what is your favorite one or the most promising project at the INP, in your opinion?
Yeah, we have different promising projects. We have, for example, the decontamination of viruses. As you know, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is a great problem. And at the moment, we develop plasma-based processes to inactivate those viruses.
Can you explain a little bit more how what you are trying to find out in this regard?
Yeah, as you know, the plasma has different components. Plasma is excited gas and contains charged particles, radicals, electrons, ions, and also reactive oxygen and nitrogen species. And we'd like to analyze the components of the plasma which are responsible for the inactivation.
Okay, and now you already mentioned that this is a method to better contain viruses. And now, since also the INP is one of our partners within the projects of One Health Research in Greifswald, how does your work connect to the One Health approach?
Yeah, we had a project, Antires, in 2019 to 2020, together with the University of Greifswald and the University of Göttingen. And there was the aim to establish a plasma-based method to prevent the dissemination of antibiotic resistances through municipal wastewater. And that's also a general problem. Antibiotics and antibiotic-resistant microorganisms can get into wastewater, and if they cannot be inactivated, they can be found in surface water, such as lakes, and also in drinking water. And we have also the kin pen for the treatment of wounds of humans and animals. We have different plasma sources for the decontamination of liquids, for example, wastewater, or also the water of aquacultures. Here is the idea to increase the health of fish and ensure healthy food, and also to reduce freshwater consumption. And a new topic is also the synthesis of organic compounds with plasma.
And do you think that this kind of research paths will expand in the future?
Yes, I think so, because there are a lot of application possibilities for plasma. So as I said, you can stimulate wound healing with plasma, but also plant growth. So the application possibilities are very diverse.
And now you've also been coordinating the travel grants that the One Health project has offered to young international researchers. What options are there at the INP for junior research?
Yeah, we have a lot of nice devices for the researchers and also interesting topics, I think. We have bachelor and master students and also PhD students, and I think also for the travel grant it would be a nice project. It will be part of the aquaculture project.
Okay, now I think we're already quite at the end of our little podcast, and to maybe end with something more personal, Veronika, what is your favorite place to enjoy summer in Greifswald?
Yeah, Greifswald has much to offer for those who are interested in culture and also sports. So, we have a theater and the cinema and also a jazz festival once a year in July. And we are on the sea, so you can go sailing and swimming. So, the coast is one of my favorite.
Sounds very promising. Thank you so much, Veronika, for these interesting insights into the INP and your work in particular. And have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you very much.